Can you summarize what we know right now about, first of all, the frequency of MSI high, how much of that's somatic, how much of it's Lynch, and what we know about checkpoint inhibitors in these patients?
Right, so the MSI high patients are about 4 or 5% of metastatic colon cancer. I mean, they start out more in stage two and stage three, but a lot of those are cured in the earlier stages, especially the Lynch patients, because with the DNA repair defect, apparently the tumors are not as likely to develop metastases. But the ones who have metastatic disease, they have many DNA mutations, and they tend to be responsive to these anti-PD-1 drugs. The most common way that people get this condition is by inheriting gene defect for mismatch repair enzymes, you know, the four that we usually stain for, MSH and MLH. If one of those is inherited, a defective one is inherited from your parents, that's the basis of Lynch syndrome. And it's probably about 2/3 Lynch and 1/3 spontaneous in most of the studies that are coming out. Again, this is kind of a situation where we have some clinical data, but not a lot of large prospective trials, so we really have the numbers nailed down very carefully. But I would say it's about 2/3 Lynch and 1/3 sporadic. And if you develop a sporadic mutation in these mismatch repair enzymes, you're going to have the similar defect and a similar biology, and it seems to be equally responsive to anti-PD-1. Many of those aren't due to point mutations. Some of those are due to gene silencing, but it doesn't seem to matter for the PD-1 response.